Welcome to part two, where we actually watch Terror from Beneath the Earth, and we're gonna beat on Mim.
You didn't say Bon Bonon Mimiverse. So
I'm not gonna say Bon Bonon. So okay. So anyway, you should be on the Terror from Beneath the Earth main screen, and you should have highlighted the play movie. I'm just gonna make sure there's no specials. There's no hidden specials.
It should say also if you're watching the version that does not have.
Specials.
The dual DVD of Moon Zombies and Terror. You should make sure you're on the play movie for the Terror side.
Ah, yes. Otherwise, you're going to be hearing.
Otherwise, you're going to be like, I don't see this. What is this? If you have the single edition, just be on the play movie. If you're on the dual edition, just make sure on the Terror from Beneath the Earth side.
There you go.
Play movie.
Otherwise, okay. You could do it drunk. Or stoned out of your gourd, and it'd be probably hilarious. But
just watching Moon Zombies, like, this does not make any sense.
This is really
this
good.
This is the
weed.
One with the bat.
Anyway, so, okay, go ahead.
So yeah, so listen to him about when we're gonna do that. But otherwise, yeah, we're gonna talk over the movie some, and Elle's gonna tell you some remembrances, and
if he remembers anything,
maybe Chris and Steph will too. And yeah.
Steph will just defend
Steph's
the film.
Too angry.
This is the last one that Mark and I did not work on, so we'll have very little
apart from
super nerd stuff and enjoyments.
Asking questions and stuff.
You guys can just make fun of it.
That's what I was planning on doing, actually.
And that's the whole point of the...
But I got to be careful because I don't want to upset Steph.
3K.
The like Mimiverse from Bonfire-Scented Podcast 3000.
I don't want to piss off Vanna Wife, so...
Wouldn't it be great if we had, like, scratch and sniff stickers we could send out to people?
Dude. A bonfire. With, like, the monster
I don't know
print.
Where you even make those. Where would you...
I don't know. I bet you could find them somewhere.
Probably.
Three-finger handprint right there.
That's right.
Scratch
yeah.
and sniff.
Yeah. Smells like a bonfire.
Exactly.
That'd be sweet.
Sells itself. All right.
So we're going to do Terror from Beneath the Earth, Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast
3K.
Style. We're going to press play the movie in 3, 2, 1. Press
play.
Oh, it takes kind of a little while.
And here we go.
There we go.
In association with All for George Productions,
who?
Savory Pictures proudly presents.
Who?
Terror from Beneath the Earth. I should point out, apparently, this was this was before I did a Christopher Armin film.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't do that on this one.
Hey,
or I forgot. Hey, Elliot Mim.
It's actually spelled
it's
right.
It's you. Well, I would hope I know how to spell my own. See, then I put it there. I've since added that that title court tart. Keitel tard. What's a keitel tard?
Too much sugar, huh?
And how many bags tard. Of sand on this?
See, dude, that was your basement, dude.
That's my basement. And it's not as big as it looks.
No.
That's the one thing I think people always say about this movie is like, how big is your basement?
It's really not that big.
It's really not.
There's Elliot.
No, that'd be Liz.
Oh. It's not you?
I am offended.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're taller than her. Come on.
I am a giant to her.
Not in this movie.
No.
You're only like
really
four
not.
In this, five in this movie.
Liz literally looks the same.
Yeah, she really does.
Liz does not age. Or get any taller.
And then one day she just like.
She's only 4'10.
And a half.
Maybe.
That's what she told me.
In heels. So yes, that was all paper mache. We spent a couple weeks just paper macheing the basement into that.
And it smelled bad.
It was surprisingly not that bad. And then you can see we poured sand around the edges where it hit the floor just to sort of
there
blend
was the cover.
It. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that was the original cover that shot that
right.
we just missed.
And this is a really bad...
Stock footage.
And actually, it's three pieces put together.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Waving flag.
So even though the flag was from some video, the rest are like photos.
That
this
sure
is my mom's basement.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I recognize that.
And it no longer looks like this.
No.
What?
I've completely repainted that and refloored that entire,
well,
entire
and that,
thing.
That desk is still there.
That desk is still there. That chair is still there.
That desk is never coming out.
Michael looks exactly the same.
This might be Michael's finest role right here.
It is by far. Look at the acting on his face.
Acting.
You saw that radio?
We still have the radio somewhere.
All right.
That's my voice. That's my cameo right there.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Michael is a good actor. Look at him.
It's really thinking. Whoa.
Yep, that's just a basement. You can tell.
That's
since you said the last time. I've been in that basement.
I know. I'm sorry again, sir.
Still, finest acting.
By fine me. Acting.
Look at that look. He's looks... gonna punch him.
He just has this look of utter contempt. I love it.
It's got range. Don't worry about it, Hayes.
Justin Overlander doing his best Batman impersonation.
Yeah, Batman. Ladies and gentlemen.
And yes,
pshaw. I wrote that into the script. Pshaw.
You actually made an actor learn that line, huh?
Pshaw.
And that map behind is what?
That is an actual map of Mukwonago.
Where the hell did you get that?
From probably the 70s or something. I don't know. I found online. I found a map, like drawing from their archives, and blew it up.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, and then folded it like a map?
Yeah.
So it looked like it was tacked to the wall?
Yeah.
Nice.
This is Sherv the Perv.
Our favorite Goomba himself.
So German.
Daniel R. Sherven.
Playing the first... what's his name? What's his last name? Johnson. The first Johnson brother before Giant Spider. This is the first time Dan played a Johnson.
Was this Howard Johnson?
This is Stan Johnson.
Stan, thank you.
Who's actually named after my grandfather.
Ah, okay.
My grandfather's name was Stanton Johnson.
That's awesome.
Actually, his name
is... You never told me that before.
His name is Sigurd Stanton Johnson.
Wow.
He's super Norwegian.
That is ridiculously Norwegian.
Elliot's a Johnson. Danny Johnson.
He is.
Johnson.
So Sherwin is your dad?
You look nothing. Yeah. Well, you kind of look like Dan.
Kind of.
Steph, we need to talk. All those jokes have truth. That's why he keeps making them. Wow, Dan looks so young. What happened to him?
You know, I hate to say it, but Dan actually looks a little pudgy in this film, too.
Whoa.
He does.
He's not going to listen.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't mean that you can talk about him.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about him.
Yeah, well, wait to see Elliot. He's like 2 feet tall. He's like a little hobbit.
A little hobbit.
Steph, you were nursing during this film, were you not?
Alice was a baby.
Yeah, so, Hayes. Wow. The cat wants to say things.
Cat.
He would like to watch the movie with us.
Here we go. Please. Mike Cook, first appearance of Dr. Edwards.
With the iconic bow tie.
Hey, it's Rosemary. You can always tell Steph can't see anything by how much she blinks. I return to once again probe your deepest recesses.
That's so nasty. So how did you get all of that heavy ass plastered stuff to like stick high?
We paper mache it right to the wood.
Still paper mache.
There's still paper mache there.
You don't remember seeing all that paper mache during Attack of the
Moon Thomas? The way there was is that to get sort of the random rocky look is what we took cardboard and we made long strips out of it, right? Like cardboard boxes and cut them into, I don't know, 2-inch thick strips. And we made basically a lattice.
Okay.
And we nailed those into the ceiling. And then, you know, made a lattice that, and then as we paper mache'd them, they warped to be kind of rocky-ish. And that you can kind of see them if you look in the back. That looks kind of like brick almost, where it's like too perfect. That is, you can see it over his shoulder really bad there. That is underneath a slat of the cardboard.
So you did not use...
Steph is rocking that neckerchief.
I also forget how different Steph looks without glasses.
She really does. That was some of your best acting.
That was
amazing. Now,
top-notch.
I don't know if I did a very good job of hiding the barcodes on the back of the composition notebooks, but they kind of betray the era. So that little space back there is a well. It's a capped well. That they come in from, and it's just kind of a little room. And we stuck a light in there to sort of be like, hey, that's outside. But yeah, it's at one point we crammed a bunch of people in there because they all come in, and it was like, I don't know, was it cozy in there, Steph? It was cozy. She nodded yes.
I've never seen that part of your basement as well. It's always covered
with stuff now by the time we actually got into
the
other
stuff.
Because it's also storage.
Pretty sure the cat sleeps
in there. Well, and that's where the control room was in Destination
Well, actually, in it came from another world. That was the little like place where we stuck Mike Mason in his little turkey roaster to do tests on him.
Oh, okay. Judging by the
amount of guano. So you can kind of see, now that you know that it's like a lattice of cardboard, you can definitely see it when you look for it. Ooh, very deductive.
See, girls are smart with science.
She's like Nancy Drew.
Steph, do you still have this costume?
Steph wears this costume once or twice a month for me.
I don't need to know these things.
That's like the third Thursday of every month she busts this out.
She busts out the rosemary, backpack and all. And I'm like, hey, let's go check out some caves.
Nobody goes into Wasawa Caves.
Let's go probe some caves, baby. Elliot's like, that's my mom, dude.
Yuck.
And I'm leaving?
Nope, you can't go yet.
Mike still has that bow tie. We've used that same bow tie, I believe, for every time we've had Dr. Edwards in it. And you've worn that flannel. That flannel, that shirt that Dan Shervin's wearing has been worn now by at least three actors.
Yeah, he just gave it back to you.
I wore it in Monster Phantom Lake, and I gave him that as a little reference right there. Christian Finch wore it in Where Skeeto Nazi Hunter.
Oh, badass.
Shervin passed it off to you.
So it's like the shirt. It's green. It's actually quite nice. It's hanging in my closet right now. The elbows are coming out of it.
You could do the leather patches on them.
Yeah. I think we still have those badges as well.
Ah, okay.
Ah, dang it, Stan. And the reason that map is there is it's covering a window.
Oh, it usually, yeah.
Yeah, and so we did that just so you don't realize, oh, wait, they're just in a basement. I mean, you could totally tell anyway, but...
It's the illusion.
This is one of the worst sets I've ever put in a movie, I'll say.
I think I wouldn't say that it doesn't look like a basement. It just doesn't look like a police station.
It
How
doesn't
about that?
At all.
No.
And I just wanted it to look like an office, but the room is actually too big. That's better. Now. But you know what? Who cares? That's the way I kind of look at it.
No, you buy it. I mean, because it's definitely.
And I like the paneling. It's very era appropriate.
I would agree completely.
Just like Dan's terrible hair.
Come in, Hayes. Come in, Hayes.
You kind of like the distressed, upset father role.
Yeah, I think it sort of speaks to the where I was maybe at in my life when I wrote these things. You know, having very, very young children and the paranoia about, like, you know, them being in peril and, you know, you can kind of see that.
I got to say, going back to the Michael Kaiser look right there, if he had any sort of body mass at all.
The floor is no longer.
If Michael Kaiser had any body mass at all, he looked like one of the Hanson brothers from Slapshot. Because he looked like he had a black eye and his glasses were all taped up. And it's a hockey film. If you haven't seen it yet, you'd. Just go rent it or download it.
What did you see?
Batman.
I don't believe that Justin is a huge fan of his performance in this movie. And I think he's even said, he's like, after reading it and making this movie, it kind of made me wonder why you chose me. And I was like, I don't know. I just thought you'd be a good choice, I guess. I don't know.
I think he did a great job.
I think he does fine. It's just, it's funny. It means
that if these children... Elliot, you weren't here for any of this filming?
This stuff, remember. No.
No.
Yeah, that's a Julie's.
Yes. Every time we shot at my mom's, it was snowy as hell. And so this is like the middle of the winter and...
And no one had brought the pomade, so I had to run to the Walgreens.
Oh, boy.
For Michael's hair.
Radioactive. Radioactive.
We didn't even know if we were going to do it if Mike was going
to
make it.
Oh, jeez.
Mike made it, and the only person who was complaining about the roads was Justin. He was like, why didn't you just reschedule? And I was like, I didn't want to reschedule! Mike made it from Eau Claire, you shut up! Although, Justin did have to go up from St. Michael, which is quite a drive to South Minneapolis. But okay, That's all the sheriff really ever says. What do you mean by that? What do you mean no? What do you mean when you say that? Why would you ask that? I mean, literally, that's all his lines.
Good camera work here, by the way. You were over...
We were in such a small space. It was really hard to find... Yeah. My assistant and I know there was solid too much exposition. There should have already been an explosion by now. Perhaps
somebody
okay,
needs to
internet troll.
Three or four people need to have been killed by this point.
Yes.
Some more
skin.
Blood, maybe
oh,
some boobs.
Very
some boobs.
British in this one, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he sort of lost
he's
it over time, didn't
British.
He?
British.
What do you mean, Mike Cook is phoning it in now?
No, that's not what I said. You're going to get me in trouble.
I'm just kidding.
I'm
we
saying
love
the
Cookie.
Character has evolved.
Also,
true.
This is the first or the last of my films that does not have wall-to-wall music.
Huh.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
There's actual points in this movie where
with no music.
There's no music. It's just ambiance. And I stopped doing that on Destination Outer Space and sort of never looked back. Also, watch Steph. You can tell, because she can't see, there are moments when she's like, I think I'm looking at the camera. And she quick looks away like, oh, crap. You're not. But there are moments where she's like, there's fuzzy. Oh, no. Still good. Blink, 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 blink. You're so cute.
She's never going to come to another podcast if you stop. If you start being mean. What do we
do after an hour? See, just asking questions.
Copy that. I took the liberty of securing these two. We still have those
two-way radios.
Ooh, two-way radios.
They actually appear. They actually appear in Demon with the Atomic Brain. So.
They do.
They were also in Giant Spider, famously.
Dang it!
Yes. Everyone laughs at that because you don't swear.
Because I
it's like, okay,
swear,
in this instance, why would the general just be like, dang it!
Got it. Splendid. Splendid.
Here it comes.
The first of how many?
One, two. Okay, they did it right.
Yeah. No, Norgard's the only one who's got it wrong.
No, Josh has done it wrong, too.
Oh, did he? Okay.
I think other people have, too.
You acknowledge
I did it right,
both.
Though.
I acknowledge both Danny as Johnson? Accepted.
I did it right, right?
Right. You right. did it right, right.
Yeah, right.
Correct. Eh? Say it Canadian way. I did it right, eh? Right.
You did it right, eh? That was kind of British.
Did
that
you
was
too?
Very British.
Yes. Ah, it's the best.
He looks like he's going to throw up.
He also looks like he's drunk.
Well, it
he
is
probably
Dan
was.
Sherman, so.
He likes to party. I've hung out with that guy several times.
I don't like bats. Don't worry, they're harmless. Stop
being a wuss. That's right, Steph. You tell him.
Yeah, harmless, except for the giant claws.
Man up, son. Man up. Grow a pair. See, look at that. Her face is just like, ah. Oh.
See, and this is the beginning of a deep, relationship, really. Further on in the movies, they get married. They have a kid together.
And that kid is you.
Yeah. He's, you know, she becomes Danny Johnson's de facto stepmom.
So this
that's
is clearly a cutout, right?
Right. And this was, I saw this in it's Earth versus the Spider is where I got the idea. Yeah. They filmed some stuff and then added stuff on top of it like this to give you the impression that it's, you know, bigger than it is. And I always thought it was kind of a cool technique and I wanted to use it. So
and it works really well.
It works. I mean, it makes the space look bigger and like an actual
it
cave.
Gives you more features.
Because
he's not a gentleman.
I don't know. And this is two shots stitched together of the same spot. So they just walked one way and then went back to the beginning and walked again. And I put them together to make it look even bigger.
I like how it ends up having a ceiling. Oh, that's an overlay too.
Yep.
Very nice edge. You can hardly see it. And then you bothered to put a little bit of extra glare.
Yep, I
flared it.
Messed with it just to make it so it was consistent.
Did nice. The J.J. Abrams
this was actually flare. The entrance to the cave area we built, and it, from where they were coming was is the laundry room.
Okay.
Oh.
So that's the entrance.
Okay.
And this one looks like he sticks the thing up her nose.
Yep. Right in your brains.
He's like, I'm staring Dr. at your brain, sure, Steph. Come in,
please. Over. This is Steph. Don't look at the camera. Don't look at the camera. Just checking in. No Dan in the background. There's just something funny about him.
I would think his natural reaction would be to watch her talk into the walkie-talkie with...
I just love the sort of look on his face, like he's like, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
He's like, I'm going to impregnate her in another movie.
Oh my God, you got to stop.
Another movie? I don't think that happens in the movie. Between films, perhaps.
Yes, of course. Thank you for checking in. The first hour will be up in roughly 20 minutes.
See, I think this is one of my movies that is, I don't know, doesn't get as much love as it should. It's kind of a weird forgotten one.
The forgotten movie?
I think it's one of the things. A lot of people love the monster. They really love the bat. That's one of the people's favorite. Yeah.
It's Michael's favorite.
It's Michael's favorite by far. But I don't know. I think it's fine for what it is. It's just...
It's very classically 50s.
Yeah, it doesn't really get the love that I think it deserves. I just feel like jumping out of my skin.
I hate to admit it. Dan being serious.
Aw. Well, you're a woman, and you make me feel comfortable enough to say it. This is where the love starts.
I'm being true.
He trusts her. Do you really? Dan hates that line. He's never been happy with how he delivered it. Do you really? If you ever want to like give Dan Shervin crap and you see him somewhere, just go and go, hey, do you really? And he'll just, you know, probably punch you.
Do that to you, Dan.
Or, you know.
Remind me to say that to him the next time. Just like we have him on the podcast show.
The next time he's on the show, be like, hey, you having fun? You know, do you really? Throw it at him.
All right.
He loves it.
No. But we never had
kids, so. You know,
I'm not feeling any reciprocation on Steph's part for the openness. I'm feeling like she's shutting him down. She's friend zoning him.
She's friend zoning him.
Oh boy. What was that? Sounded like
bats. I hate bats. We know.
You mentioned that already.
I always love your real change dots.
I think that
this
one.
This is, I believe, the first. No, the first time I did was in Cave Women. Oh, I love the bats.
They're so great.
So, how did you remember the bats?
How did you accomplish this?
I have a bat upstairs.
The bats in front is just, it's a really bad digital effect.
I can see the strings.
And then there's the bats on strings by them. Yeah. We still have, like, we bought boxes of bats that were really cheap from, like, Oriental Training Company.
Yeah, all right. Boxes.
We still have some.
We also were throwing them at them.
Yeah, we are throwing them
I remember
them.
That.
Elliot remembers it. We got to throw stuff at my mom.
We're going to chuck them at mom. Beginning to agree with you,
Sheriff. Now officially 45 minutes late. 45 minutes. No more waiting. We go look for them.
Yes, we will do that. But first, let me try to raise them on the radio one more time. First, let me get some tea.
Just, we must have a tea first. Yes. Some cucumber sandwiches.
I love how he bothers to hold it to his head. No one else does.
No one else does.
Well, except Dan when he's on the motorcycle in a different movie because he can't hear anything anyway.
General does too. Because you told me to do it.
You know, one of the things about this movie that also is a weird little behind-the-scenes thing, this was the first one where I really started to do the dialogue replacement.
Oh, ADRing?
Up till now, we did mostly just the sound we got when we filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the one where I started replacing it, and about this one, it's probably about 75% replaced.
You need to do the echo effect on it, so you might as well.
And I did. And actually, it was funny. I remember when I did it.
Big old punch!
I showed
escalate. Way to escalate!
I showed Dan this, and he even said, "He's like, there's something about it. It needs more echo." And I was like, kind of reluctant. I didn't want to overdo it, but I was like, he was right when he said that. And I had a little. I was like, yeah, you're right. It needed it. I was trying to tell you before Mr. Long Arm of the Law decided to interrupt me. You were talking crazy, Stan. Talking crazy, Stan. Before you backhanded me, you big girl. Well, maybe I should have knocked you into next week instead. Gentlemen, see, this is a... this one I wrote... There's something about those old movies where guys were constantly punching each other in the face.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how dare you? And it was like, they don't do that much anymore.
That air is gone.
And I figured you got some alpha male types. They got to start punching each other, right?
So when Chris sits and watches the movies to review
it's
them.
It's like Dan's frat hazing.
Do you sit and watch the old movies with him?
Yeah, I do. I like the old movies.
Awesome.
Just some of them are really bad. I mean,
do you have a favorite?
Crab Monsters. Favorite old
cheesy
movie?
Old movie, yeah.
I know
your brother David's is Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Creature from the Black Lagoon is really good.
Good, bad, or good, good?
It's like good, good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you and Mitch Gonzalez.
Seriously, Creature from Black Lagoon is definitely up. I mean, you can't fight with that one. It's just a good movie.
Yeah,
The Blob.
The Blob is a good movie, too. We saw that at Blobfest.
Yes, at the theater it was actually filmed in.
Steph, we did too, and we went there. She just gave me a look like, shut up. He's having a far worse day than you.
Got a meme right on it. It had no marks on Justin, by the way.
Two.
Not a single mark.
That's a beautiful lighting angle on Justin.
You know,
he's got good cheekbones when lit from below.
You know, sometimes, I mean, we were just making up the lighting as we went. I think generally it worked. It wasn't perfect, but it worked for what it was, for what we had. Because all we ended up using was those work lights. This is what Elliot remembers, sand in the hair. Well, yeah, it was winter.
Sometimes
in Minnesota.
I could swear, like, years later, it'd still find sand. I mean,
you actually have sand, like, embedded in your scalp.
So this is Michael.
What? What? Who?
No, it's Wasawa. It's Wasawa case. It's Wasawa.
I love this reveal. Bum, I think it's one of the best reveals of any monster we've done.
I just
because it always gets roaring laughter.
I like the bat. This is. You expect it be like.
That scream has appeared in so many of my movies.
Really?
You wouldn't know it, but anytime there's a scream, that's usually the one I use.
We had. You had just recently, because we had those two stalagmites. Still when we were doing Attack of the Moon Zombies, I think you threw them away after a while.
They got gross.
They got eaten by mice.
They got eaten by mice. We occasionally get mites in our basement in the, you know, it's winter. They come in where it's warm. So they go in the garage. Well, you don't leave paper mache crap in the garage because they eat stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or they shred it, you know, to make for a little nest. Plague tights. See, it's educational.
If my teachers
it's
ask,
science.
My teachers ask if I watch any educational films over the week, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, Terror from Beneath the Earth. I learned the difference between a stalagmite and a stalactite.
And if they know what that movie is, they're just my favorite teacher for like, ever.
And that one near Dan is the one that you auctioned off at the
yes.
thing. That's an upside down tomato cage, I found out.
Yeah, that's what they all are. Yep. And then the one near Justin is a little more phallic than it should be.
A little bit. That's why you gave away the other one.
This is my daughter's shoe. Which means your children. It's just gotta be.
Actually, I think one of the things too about this movie that I didn't do for any of the others is I added a slight sepia tone to it.
Yeah, it feels a little
to make
warm.
The black and white look a little more old. I was trying to make it look a little more like the old black and white, because that's the thing is a lot of the old black and white film wasn't.
They're not black.
You know, a lot of times modern black and white ends up having a like a bluish hue to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of the digital black and white.
Yeah.
This one I tinted a little bit to try and make it look older. What's up?
Voluptuous.
Someone's nursing.
Oh my goodness.
She was.
She was. So Alice, who you should all know as Evelyn Johnson.
It's that
lighting from Danny
that
Johnson.
Makes it worse.
This is where you can tell there's slippers. You can see on her feet, it's like clearly sewed. And actually, Alice, who was a baby when we made this, is the voice of the bat.
That's oh, yeah.
She's called Squeaky.
Another thing is that zoom right there was an accident.
It was an accident, and I loved it. And Michael did, Michael Kaiser, who is the bat, did all the little chewy noises for me. We put a mic in front of him, and he just started making little chewing noises.
With his little braces on and everything.
Yep. There's Elliot. There's your hands out so you can play time. With the stuff. Yeah, no, probably not at this point. Jawbone and the mold, like where the plastic was molded together.
Oh yes, the mold vine, not MOULD.
Right.
MOLD.
The bat is a jerk.
The bat's kind of a jerk.
He's, I think, the one monster who you can truly say is just an asshole. I suppose X is kind of a dick, too, because he's an alien psychopath, but he's just kind of a...
Well, X also wore pants, so...
That's true. So you know he's intelligent.
He's intelligent. Come on, Steph, I set that line up for you so you could nail it home, but...
It's Friday night.
She's tired.
She's pooped.
I'm jealous.
Alice Johnson?
Excuse me.
My name is Rosemary. I'm here with your father.
Elliot.
Father? Was
right into the mic. Way like to go. That.
Was that El?
That no, was El. No, not no. me.
Jeez.
I always notice that when we talk about like the Johnsons, since Alice is playing Evelyn, you always are like, Alice Johnson. I mean, Evelyn Johnson.
Yeah, it gets a little weird because there is an Alice Johnson who you never see again. We figure she went off to college, maybe. She got married. I don't know. She's somewhere.
She probably became a paddle girl.
She probably did. Wait, she's one of the reform school girls. We actually worked that into the script, reform school girls. So, yeah, she's off at reform school.
You can tell
school.
I'm moving if you pay attention.
See, there he is.
Oh, look at how cute he is.
Oh, my God, how cute.
Itty bitty little kid hands. Look at you. I remember baby Elliot.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Did the monster get her, too?
Did the monster get her, too?
Oh, my gosh.
Baby Elliot.
Oh my gosh, you're so tiny. I can't even get
that. That's like
that's
one
throwing
of the
me bad.
Most things I say at school is I'm so tiny.
Well, see, I was just writing it as you, basically.
How did he? How did Al do? I mean, did he move around a lot? Did you like Al? You can't move around so much.
You know, once he was laying there, yeah, he just didn't want to close his eyes. You know what I mean? He was fine laying there and playing on the in the dirt. It's just like trying to get him to close his eyes was. Yeah, that was
Well, how do you think the people who made Little Rascals felt?
Yikes. I still have that backpack.
A pillow in the backpack.
And it's the same backpack that was in Monster Phantom Lake.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Whole mess of bats.
Whole mess of bats! I think that's an official...
Mesa?
Yeah, whole mess of something.
Yeah.
A mess of bats.
What is that?
That is oatmeal.
Ah.
And then what we dragged stuff through it. So it was oatmeal. Yeah, we kind of... This is proof that Steph is a very patient wife and that she's allowed me to do these things to our basement. On a paper mache basement and throw oatmeal on the floor as poop.
And sand.
Oatmeal finally found its true.
It's
true calling.
Yeah.
At guano stand-in.
Yep. And sand all over.
Hey, but we did that twice because we did it in Giant Spider 2.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, freaky music. Look out.
My only children.
BGM.
Only children?
I think Dan's good in this movie, actually. I think if there's one weak spot in this movie, it...
Oh, wow.
I was going to say it's the bat, but... No, I'm just kidding. Actually, you know who the weak spot in this movie is? That guy on the radio. He was terrible. Didn't sound like a...
He just phoned
it. He didn't sound like a DJ at all.
You said you're an expert on this cave system, right?
Right.
That would be a fair assessment, yes.
Right, right.
Are there any animals in these caves that are large enough to drag an adult woman?
Right.
Bears, maybe.
Bears, maybe. That was a...
Always bears.
That was supposed to be a reference to Monster Phantom Lake because Justin said it. Just a little, like, hint that he's obsessed with bears or something.
Had you not pointed that out, I would have never made it.
I mean, it's not meant to be a blatant one, but it was sort of a little like wink to Justin as an actor.
But Mitch Ulbrich got it.
Yeah.
Mitch might have pointed it out.
But what?
Hey.
You can really see with the lower lighting the scar under Dan's eye.
Yes.
I think he's explained on a podcast what caused that at some point. But you can really see it with the lower lighting like that.
Also, Cookie's got those glasses down pretty low. He didn't do that much after this film. He kept them up tighter to his face.
I still think my favorite shot of Dr. Edwards ever is in The Giant Spider when he... It's like the camera's lower, and it's looking up into his glasses, so his eyes look really big because they're readers.
All right.
And General Castle says, "You nerds see anything?" And he calls them nerds, and it's just the picture of him is like, he's looking very nerdy, and I always love that. "You nerds see anything?" You know, just there's just something about that that I've always loved.
Neither do I. This is like the dueling Batmans right here. I don't like this.
I don't either.
Neither do I. Hello, secret camera. Let's go get the general.
Let's go get the general.
It does look this, really cool.
That is interesting. Just instant oatmeal then?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Interesting.
What is it, Doc? Thought it always looked kind of like cottage cheese, but...
No, it was not cottage cheese. That would have been not great.
Cheese.
It already
everywhere.
Isn't great. That's all right with all the sand that's been on it. It's been scoured enough.
Yeah, really.
We painted it.
Oh, yeah.
We painted it. It's had plenty of water from coming in from the outside.
Yeah. Also have taken the children.
Now, it should be pointed out that this entrance, this point where they're at, is the same point as the entrance. It's just simply lit different with the extra stalactites thrown in to throw you off that it's the same place. Without that light coming in from outside, you really can't tell.
It looks very different.
That was the thing about this cave set that I didn't know if it was going to work, but I was really happy that it did. You know?
See, now the more I look at it, I can tell it is the entrance.
Yeah, once you sort of know.
Yeah, I
because you
that,
see
like,
those
flat
things
panel,
over his
yeah.
corner, over his shoulders again.
Yep. If you've been in the basement, you can orient.
Yep. You know the one thing that I remember from the premiere of this film was that they never marked their way back.
No.
That was the one thing.
It's like a total maze. He even says as much.
Yeah.
But he knows the way back. And he lets these people just wander through it.
Yeah.
Well, how else are they going to find
I would have
their
thought,
way?
You know, he would have been... I mean, obviously for filming, you couldn't have, but...
Just
you
have
know,
him, like, X... Put some chalk X on the wall yeah. or something.
Run a yellow knitting yarn ball.
And this is one of those things that actually work really well, is that part on the right, we built a little box thing that we then papier-mâché that became a wall that we could move around.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, having movable walls is super good.
So,
see, again, now that you pointed out, I could tell.
Yeah. So it's like we really...
And is that the back wall where Seven used to be?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we were really able to...
the general's corner.
I was just really able to take advantage of the small space.
Oh, yeah.
The darkness helps. For obvious reasons. And I gotta say, those flashlights were awesome because that light... on his face was that flashlight.
Nice.
And it was able to be picked up by the camera.
Which is not your new camera.
Right, which is the older camera. So that's just how bright those flashlights were. Yay, LEDs.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the thing where he like turns around and sees the bat is one. It's like the only creepy thing that I think the bat is.
Only creepy thing of the bat?
I mean,
otherwise it's a complete joke.
It's kind of cute.
It is cute.
Whoa, where did he come from?
What do you mean, a creature? See, it's all line. It's all lines. Like, explain further.
I mean, a fucking creature. I'm out. Gotta run. Gotta
maybe
go.
Walk away.
He's just too scared.
I love how
it will paralyze you. With
I love
fear.
How the nails do not line up with the end.
No, they don't. They're kind of coming out.
They kind of come
thumb
out the
print.
Finger tip,
yeah, the print.
Which I love because then when he grabs your head, it's more dramatic. But what were the fingernails?
They were bear claws.
Oh,
Like actual, but they're obviously
but then
replica.
You sprayed them.
Replica bear claws, but they're bear claws. It's amazing the kinds of things you can find on the internet.
Yeah, those are really big
plastic
and cool
bear claws.
Okay.
This is one of the few times you ever see a revolver or a gun of any kind that's not a laser gun shot in my films.
Yeah, because it was on his hip. Earlier, I saw
that you rarely will see guns or guns fired in my movies. Is that what
took my kids?
Where Skeeto, yeah. But this one and Where-Skeeter are really the only two.
Yeah, but nobody fires a gun in Where-Skeeter.
Well, you get shot in the back in Where-Skeeter, so yeah, yeah, they kind of do.
See it.
He
actually fires it, but there is gunfire.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's very rare in my films that you see mm-hmm. gun shot.
Yeah, it's like smoking. They will hold a pipe, but there's no smoke.
There's no smoke, right?
Unless I'm blowing.
And we've had plenty of laser
unless
guns.
I'm blowing smoke in Cookie's face.
I mean, how many times have you been shot to death in my films there, Mark?
Oh, I love it, man.
You've been, you were knock and knock. You got like.
Got shot in the back.
Shot in the, you got, what, you got vaporized?
Yeah.
You got was, shot in the back as horsed. Man.
I got assimilated in X.
I think Mark's been killed almost as many times as Steph.
Sweet.
We should tally it up for the end of year.
We should. We figure out who's died the most in the MIM films. What is it, Doc? Again. What is it, Doc? Tell us, Doc. Explain it. What do you mean? Wow, my screenwriting skills are awesome.
Are you sure you don't need someone to pre-edit for you?
I've made a point to like pull that back because I realized that was a problem.
People just repeating what the
well,
computer
it's, yeah,
says.
It's like explain it.
Say it one more time.
Yeah.
One more time.
I need
say
to understand more. Tell me more. Also, the man-sized mutated bat-like creature has shown up more than once.
And not just at the table in Destination.
And I'm going to kill it.
All right.
With his bare hands, apparently.
Hell yeah. Get back here, you
stubborn. Oh, I didn't go to jail. His children are in danger.
He's got a mama bear on this one.
He's the mama bear.
I know. But him going off and getting himself. Look at him actually looking worried. Go, you Justin, you actor. And again, I
know
Stan
Johnson. You know, Sheriff Elliot is like one of the few characters that just you just never saw again.
Nope.
It's because he's too subtle. His acting.
It's because Justin moved to LA. Is what it
well,
is.
No, you need to do a follow-up story. He's no longer Deputy Hayes. He's now.
Well, you know, in it becomes clear that in Moon Zombies, it's mentioned that Deputy Hayes does become the sheriff.
He does. So,
should give Michael a gray beard and.
Oh,
in.
God.
It took him a year to get what facial hair he has now.
Elliot has better facial hair than Michael, and Elliot's 14.
Sing it. Preach.
What do you mean, Doc?
You don't hold people
explain
on the top
it,
of their arms when they need
tell
help.
Tell me more, Doc. Them.
So now,
You can tell when I reverse the angle on this, too. You can tell, okay, this is a normal angle. But I do reverse the angle, and the tell on Dan is the pocket on his shirt and his scar. Oh, look, the pocket's on the other side. And so is the scar.
This is like a...
So this is, you're pointing out your own continuity errors.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like no one's ever really notices, but I wanted to expand
it's back
the,
on the right.
I want to expand the sort of possibilities, because that door he just came in was the entrance again.
That's what
but
MVP
I wanted it to come from the other side.
And as he gets progressively more crazy.
That's fine.
I want to enjoy it.
Yeah, talk shit so he can find you.
That's right.
Smart.
Like you into apparel. Boom! It's one of my favorite little speeches I've ever written because it's awesome. Oh, by the way, I'm right behind you and smiling.
Is that an Alice noise or a.
Those are Alice noises. Okay. I just took it and I pitch bent it down and made it creepy. Don't eat them all. I don't have some combos.
Don't worry. We'll
read combos.
Some.
Not any combos.
Seven layer dip combos.
This is all leading up to him playing Captain Ace Frehley, by
that's
the way.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Where?
Who stole the Lindbergh baby? What are the winning Powerball numbers?
Dang, you strong. Uh-oh.
See, the bat is also a badass.
Also, I'm convinced now after having seen all these films so many times in a row, I know why Michael likes playing the monsters. Because the monsters have an air of invincibility until their weaknesses are discovered.
Right.
Which is something Michael doesn't have in real life.
Because everyone knows his weaknesses? What? Girls. Talking to him.
Talking to girls, yeah.
That was good acting there, Sheriff. Sheriff.
So the bat is pretty much a badass in the sense that it just collects victims.
Right. And eats them. Sounded like what? Now, I want to point out that in those shots with Rosemary in the foreground, Liz's head is actually a different angle. Like it's a special effect because she was too dark.
Okay.
With the way we had the lighting. So when she has to talk, I took her head from one shot and basically put it on top of her body in the other shot.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, wow.
There he is. See, look, his eyes are moving. I had to slow it down. We're having some really intense REM sleep is what it was.
Was Michael able to drag Dan?
Meow.
You'd think with eyes that big, he would have caught the fact that you just shut your eyes.
Well, but he's like an owl. He can't rotate his eyes, so that's he has true. To rotate his head. So maybe he wasn't actually looking at her.
Also, he lives in the dark. He probably can't see very well.
Yeah, right? You see how blinked out he is. It's because there's so much light. He's like, whoa, I can't see anything.
He is a
bat. Dude.
There is a saying, blind is a bat. So,
did Michael actually drag Dan, or was that cheating for the camera? Like, you just had Dan go, okay, lay back.
No, oh, yeah, we just had Dan lay back. See, you can see it right there. I pasted her head on. That's why the lighting looks so weird. Not in that one, but I take it from these shots and then put it onto the other shots.
You guys still got those glasses?
Yes, but they're pretty well broken at this point. And they're the same ones that the Elizabeth character in Monster War.
That was my next question.
Way to steal from there, Professor Jackson there.
Sorry.
So do I.
Those pictures, that's my dad and two of his sisters. Or two of his cousins.
See, look at him. He looks like he's got a black eye, taped up glasses. He could be a handsome brother from
Yeah, also a picture of you, Stephanie? Yes. Stephanie, it's one of the pictures of her. The little one. I was just
listening to the rock and roll.
Michael is such a good actor.
Finest acting.
I should do a movie where he's every part.
Don't say that out loud.
Then he'll
expect it.
I like how he gets himself a glass of water first. Get one, and he steals a second glass.
I ain't water.
Whatever. He should probably give the doctor something.
Bailey's. I need to tie this movie into the other ones real quick. Because really, that's the only connection.
Correct.
Is Julianne St. Marie showing up?
Call the. Use the telephone. Has very nearly left my system. Good to hear.
What exactly did that thing do to you? I'm not sure exactly. It seems seriously, all he does is ask questions.
That's how you learn things.
I just think it's funny.
So who's the voice of the audience in here? Is that?
I guess you would say sheriff would be the voice of the audience. It's like, tell us more. We need more information.
give me. I don't care if it's intelligent or not. All I want is to get our
people back and in one piece. I do as well, Sheriff. I don't doubt that, Doc. Dead air. Just chewing noises.
Sorry.
Not good for a podcast.
I was starting to watch the movie. Magnetic.
Whatever.
Did you ever specify who the bones were?
No. I think it was just transients or something.
Fair
or the
enough.
Bat
okay.
goes out. And it's, you know, like in a giant spider head.
Yeah.
You know, played just a drunk.
Yeah.
I figured there's lots of hobos around Phantom Lake.
I mean, because we've all been to McQuantico. It's kind of a shithole.
Not really. If you're from McQuantico, it's a very nice town. We love it.
It gets too cold for transients there.
I'm just kidding, Steph.
Well, they go into the caves to stay warm, right? And the bat's like, hey, dinner.
Well, and maybe no one noticed before because no one cared about them. It's not like stealing someone's children
or
someone's going to look after them.
Granted, these caves are apparently on the way home from school, and if there's a lot of transients in the caves, maybe something should be done about that.
This was the 50s. There were no homeless people in the 50s.
So, Elle,
sure there were.
Tell us about how you feel watching this now.
Like
now that you're old enough to sort of take it all in.
Now that you've got girls that are interested.
Would you stop leaving them?
Every chance you guys get.
You need to start giving out copies of your movies to these girls.
No, he does not.
I look like a little baby person in all of them.
Yeah, and they're going to think you're so cute. Little baby person?
I've looked up my name on Google, like Elliot Mim, and I actually come up among the first thing that comes up, which is awesome.
If you spell it right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like awesome to me.
Two L's, two T's.
And if I look at images, the first one is actually a picture from this movie.
Is it the one where you're standing there with your fingers like on your side of your
no,
mouth?
No, I'm not. No.
Like fake smiling?
No, not that.
And here she is, ladies and gentlemen.
There she is. But it's me, like, just, it's near the end.
Hmm.
But it's just really cute, and all of them are like, oh, you're so cute.
What did you eat?
A baby.
It's a taco food. It's a Taco Bell. It's a Taco Bell food, baby.
Yep, like I said, I need to call someone so I may tie this movie into all the others, because otherwise there are no other ties, I believe. Right? There's nothing else in this movie.
Not really.
Sure. Not.
Where do you think that later. Edwards met Jackson?
At the university.
The university.
Yeah.
I like how he has the pregnant lady carry the big, heavy equipment of science that probably cost $100.
It is Professor Jackson.
I know. He probably had something
kind
super
of a jerk
to do.
Drive back safely.
Of course.
My deputy will show you out.
Thank you.
I'm gonna walk over here because we're assuming there's a door here in the fourth wall.
The gloves were the thing that always threw me off the most. I didn't understand the gloves.
It's her driving gloves.
Wouldn't she have taken them off when she got?
She was driving, so.
I like it.
I don't know. Maybe she's a germaphobe.
Could be.
She's like, I'm pregnant, so I'm not.
That's hilarious.
I love that. Just leave her. What do I do now?
Fair enough.
Well, she also was promised she was going to go right away, so.
So, what is this machine? What did you do there?
Josh Craig built this.
Oh, nice.
He was, originally, before we made this movie, there were actually two other ideas that never got made. One was Escape from Planet X, which didn't get finished, but we got pretty far into it. Then the next one was Attack of the Killer Robot, most of which ended up sort of morphing into Attack of the Moon Zombies. And then this one, which didn't involve Josh, but he was like, because he just wasn't available. We were going to do another one, but he wasn't available. And he said, well, I'd like to do something. And I told him, I need a cool prop. He's like, I'll do that. So he supplied this. I don't know what the motor is that he took it out of some crappy old kitchen gadget and then created this. You know, it's completely probably, you know, a hazard that could kill you if you touched the wrong thing, but it worked for what it needed to be.
Do we still have and you just gave it to Cookie. Here, Cookie.
I don't think we still have it.
I swear we do.
We might. It might.
I've seen it.
If anything, it's buried in the basement somewhere.
I think it's like in the laundry.
It's in your your fallout shelter.
It's in the fallout shelter somewhere.
You know, I got to say also, Josh built this prop. And you built this bat costume, and after this movie, it kind of became the Mitch Gonzalez show.
This is right before. This is kind of the last movie of almost a certain era where everything was kept a little more quote unquote in house.
Yeah,
where
Destination. He didn't work on Destination.
Well, but Destination,
he did a couple of the monsters.
Mitch came in on Destination. He was the Omen Eye. He played.
He didn't build him, but he was
in. Right. He played as Moculon. He brought the Joff.
I forgot about
the Joff guy.
Yes.
Or the alien, and he showed up as the alien in the bar.
In the bar scene.
So Mitch really kind of got into it with Destination, as did you guys.
Yep.
So
he didn't build anything.
Yeah, before special. The first four. I mean, the first one was really. I mean, that was us. That was like the Mim family movie, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Same with It Came from Another World too. That's why that one's a little smaller. Cave Women was a little different. We had different people working on that because that was a Shadow Creek Studios production.
Yeah, yeah.
The only one ever. thing. And then this was this was us sort of pulling it back in house again, but with the Destination Outer Space, the scope of it required more help.
Yes.
So we brought in more people, and that's when the sort of the core team really kind of started taking off.
Jellin.
I just got to say, though, you built this monster, and Josh built this prop, and after this, it kind of became the Mitch Gonzalez show, but I got to say, Mitch hasn't ever topped what you guys have done.
I think there's a slickness to what Mitch does that... I think the only reason some of these monsters and these early ones work is because they are so bad. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
It's like, hey, I can see the duct tape. There's no duct tape on Mitch's costume.
That's
so.
Not to say, yeah, Mitch does fantastic work.
I mean, we get it. You're trying to say he's terrible. I get it. It's okay.
Pretty much. Love you, Mitch.
Look at him nose acting.
Necting. This is me trying to put a little gravitas into the script. Of an entire species.
God, how did he get all those words out? Man, why do you make people talk like that?
He lost the accent a little bit when he was bringing it up.
But it's like British people when they sing. You know, they sound American.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Never gonna give you up.
Oh, God, we were Rickrolled in the middle of terror from beneath the earth.
The twist. She's your niece?
Bum, bum.
What?
How can you be so blasé? It's your blood.
How dare you?
Was that machine silent?
Actually, it was pretty well quiet, yeah. It just had kind of a weird little clicky noise.
Pen or just...
I don't know. It was just kind of like it, as it spun, you could sort of like, it creaked a little. It wasn't that cold. There he is. Look at his eyes.
It's the same shot as before, though.
It was the same shot as before. It's the only one that got to work.
I know.
I bet your back seized up after a time.
Do it.
Being
move that cold, hand.
Being in.
Do it.
Sand.
Do
being
eat.
All flat.
Do it. 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 Oh, there. Oh my gosh. Sorry. This is a great commentary. Yeah,
really. I'm gonna kill him.
She makes a fist.
Yeah, I was just kind of checking you out. I didn't want you to know. Now, Elliot, tell us about that bone right there.
The story behind the giant bone. Okay. So, I was and still am, like, infatuated with video games. So I thought basically everything could be used as like a weapon to fight monsters. So when I saw that, I thought that they should have Dan use it as a weapon against the bat. And well, it's coming up, and the scene where I don't know what to say.
Well, I think he just said it.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. No, originally in the script, he just gets up and sort of puts up his dukes, and they're going to like, yeah, he's going to punch him. But it's like, no, he should pick up the bone and fight him with that. And
well,
I was like, yeah, let's do that. His little five-year-old mind thinking like it's a Zelda game. You pick up the bone and use it as a sword.
It's a tool.
Thanks.
It's a tool.
Thanks.
Wait. Thanks.
South Wall. Yeah, how can you hear that?
Well, and you can tell this is an early film because there was actual swearing. We stopped using that after Destination. That's why the general says, dang it! Star Wars reference.
Who are you calling a nerf herder?
That's what Han Solo calls the Jabba the Hutt.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reverse shot. You can always kind of tell by the way that people blink. Predator. Oh, boy. Ugly mother. It's Predator.
You should have asked him if he needed a tic tac.
Stan Johnson's awesome. Come on.
He's the ultimate trash talker.
I love you can see
he
the duct tape.
He always plays the trash talker.
That's just Dan playing himself.
That's Dan. You gave him the words, though.
Pathetic.
There ain't no way you're gonna break me. No way.
I see four lights. Four lights.
Four lights. I believe it's right. How many lights do you see? There are five lights. Yeah. See, that wall right there behind him was that movable wall.
Nice. Ah.
And that's why we used the stalactites to hide the seams. She looks concerned. He tries to get away, but only his head moves. It's like I'm doing, you know...
You're telling him...
Play by play for those who can't see.
This is what you do during filming, though, so why should it be different during an MVP 3K?
Use your mind. Don't! No, no! Raspberry God, no! Stay out of it, Raspberry! No! See, this is where it's proof that the bat is an asshole.
I'm going to do it again. I'm going to look at you.
You care about her.
And I'm going to do it again.
Oh.
I'm going to.
I know what I'm doing now.
I'm going to do it.
Well.
You can't do nothing to stop it.
Now I know what I'm going to do.
See, I'm so surprised he doesn't clack his nails together.
The real proof is right here.
Right?
He gets down. He stops.
He looks
he's like,
over. I'm going to do it.
Ready?
Here I go.
All right. Ready?
Yeah. Spurs coming off.
Uh-huh.
And.
His little neckerchief.
Boom. Jerk. Okay, just yell
so,
a bunch.
Honey, what was your direction during this?
Scream a lot?
No.
Scream like you're giving birth?
Yes. It was scream like you're giving birth.
It was scream like you're giving birth. Because it's really, really, really crazy painful. I did have a woman come up to me at the premiere afterwards saying that that moment actually freaked her out. Because she's like, because Rosemary starts to say the Lord's Prayer. And she's like, if I were in that position, I'd do the same damn thing. And there's something about the realism of that that actually freaked me out.
Wow.
As well, talking over the Lord's Prayer.
Dun, dun. This is Elliot's idea right here. Grab the bone!
Plastic bone?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It was, again, the internet, the things you can find for very cheap.
It was a whole set. We still have them.
Yeah, we still have a bunch of them.
We've gotten rid of some.
I remember seeing the hand around.
I know the skulls are just sitting on the little
shelf. That giant femur, like that bone.
Is still around?
Yeah.
I think some have been.
I don't know if I auctioned them off or gave them away or Lord knows.
Call in. Tell us what happened. If you have a bone.
Podcast. So you can see that's where I covered the seam by using the stalactites to just sort of cover it. Is this your favorite movie you've ever made? No.
No, it isn't.
I think...
Why wouldn't you like the one where you're the big star?
What, this one? Danny Johnson. I like Danny Johnson a lot.
That's good to know.
I actually prefer Elliot as Commander Lambit.
Captain Lamb Chop? Captain Lamb Chop!
Such a mom.
You mean Commander Lambit? Yeah, that.
Mike Cook is sort of the king of being able to dial things in convincingly. Look at him.
He knows how to use these props.
I'm he also had saying. To do this in Wall People as well.
So I mean, 30 years of theater experience
this
put to good use.
This means that.
Dance.
And that is not an in-camera trick. That is a post trick.
That is a post trick.
Okay.
But
I think it's cool,
sad.
Though.
It's real cool.
I've used it in a couple
different.
Things. It's very weird. Sort of give that impression of like sound waves almost.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Sorry, baby.
Poor
bat.
I feel sorry
for it. Almost.
We created it.
You know, someday I think it'd be awesome.
That's my commentary.
Someday I think it'd be...
He's back, but he left his kids in the cave.
Hell yeah.
Real good dad there, Shervin.
Someday
God, your girls never don't
But he just
have
said he knows where they are and needs their help getting them out.
I know, I'm just saying. You're just
gonna leave that and Rosemary wakes up and just like, I don't need no help. They can walk on their own. Oscillatotron. I think this is the last time I did sort of like a stupid...
A science name?
Science-y name thing, too. Really, this is the end of a certain era.
What about the interocitor?
Yeah, well, I suppose. But see, I didn't make up that word. That comes from This Island Earth.
Oh, you're right. Oh, yeah. I spaced that out.
Is
what?
Rosemary's your niece? Yes, Rosemary. Here's my brother's daughter. Unbelievable.
Live and let live? And you're comfortable with that? I have a random question. If there was ever a Hollywood version of this movie, who would you want Dan Shervin to be played as?
Played by?
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt, perhaps. No, I don't know. I don't know. Now, we did that only because we totally forgot her stupid thing in another shot, or we lost it or whatever. And so she didn't have it in this shot. We shot out of order. And so we're like, okay, we're going to have to throw her taking it off into this one shot. Because we totally...
In these scenes, I could not seem to keep my composure. I kept, like, playing
Elliot
with my face.
Elliot got bored making this, doing these scenes.
I'm playing with my face.
It makes sense, but it's a little... I don't
understand. There he's looking sad. Looking sad. My God, how short you are. You're, like, now a full... 2 feet taller than Liz.
But would
now.
You look at me at 6 and Liz?
I know, but you're like a shrimpington.
Shrimpington. Tell me how. I won't
do it. Why do you need it? Liz.
You can't see her mouth.
My God, Liz
is
short.
I never noticed that.
No, we are Devo. You saw me unlock 2 rounds into that thing and it didn't even scratch it.
What do you propose we do? Devo. Get a
see,
bigger
look,
gun.
Elle's like. Do to do. I'm looking around. I'm bored.
Well, I didn't think the camera was on me, so I was just.
So you. There were several shots that I couldn't use because you were looking at the camera. I think if you hear the, like the times when the thou takes, it's like we're shooting and then Elliot, don't look at the camera. Elliot, don't look at the camera. Al, don't look at the camera.
Shut down its nervous system. Slowly, peacefully, painlessly. How do you know?
Doc, no, do it. No, I'll do it. No, I'll do it. What face are you making there, Al? What is that? You're like sucking on like a lemon drop or something?
Tasted something.
My God, you're so tiny! When were you ever that size?
I was like that short for like half my life, huh?
Most of your life.
Most of it.
You're so little. It's so weird. You're like a man now with all these girlfriends.
Oh my gosh.
I do think Liz gained an inch or two in this movie, but I'll have to look at her and Shervin next to each other.
Gained an inch or two outward?
Upwards.
Yikes.
In height. Until this gauge rises above 100.
I love your hair in this, Steph.
Who told you to put your hair like that, Steph?
It's the post...
That's it. Don't go there.
Attack.
The there you go. All right.
Someone called it something worse, but
I don't know why she wouldn't go like this and try to straighten it a little bit.
She's just too traumatized.
Oh, okay. Because most proper girls would be fretting about their hairs.
But does the bat really die?
She's a scientist,
oh, that's
though.
Right. Not a proper girl.
She's not a proper girl.
Right. Right.
She's an intellectual, right? I always have fun doing these sound effects. Which would have been the old movies for sure if it was perfectly after laid there. You can't tell he's dead. it's very much like shown later that he can blink, but his eyes don't close. But I suppose he's dead. You can see all the dust in our basement.
Kind of works though.
It works. Yeah, it's nice. Just funny.
Because I mean, like, if that's supposed to be sunlight,
not really.
Be
sorry.
Able to...
Hashtag not sorry.
Aw.
Movies dun, dun, now.
Dun, dun. I love this little music right here.
Orthodontia, Mr. Bat. Look into it.
It's like,
oh my gosh, he's still alive. Blink.
Now he can blink.
Now he can blink. The end? I don't know. Perhaps.
Which was used again later in Moon's
Then he finds his way to space, apparently.
Yeah, he finds his way to space.
My kid.
Look at him. Look at how good he looks.
Yay, Liz Kaiser.
Yay, Michael Kaiser bomb.
what a nerd.
So no braces, that's what we're saying.
What a bigger
Yay,
nerd.
Shan
McDonuts.
Yay. See, that was the thing. Elliot kept messing around.
Yay, Steph.
Another nerd.
Yay, Justin.
Super nerd. That guy's the biggest of all nerds.
I think you always the worst pictures of Dan to put in.
Yeah, Chris. Was that a terrible picture of Dan?
Of him, making goofy smiles.
Well, everyone's making goofy smiles in that one.
I mean, Justin had those, eyball.
Oh, gotcha. Creature Sounds, Alice Mim. You can even see just how few, in the
same names over.
Yeah, exactly. In this movie, how few people worked on it, you know, compared to the ones now that actually have big rolling credits and stuff.
Why did that say Aiden Danbury? He was like two.
He helped, according to Josh,
who wanted his son's name in the credits.
Pretty much, he said he helped him with the prop. Is what he says.
Here, kid, hammer this nail like this.
Look, you got a credit. Good job.
I'm not saying...
No bats are rather large and oddly bat-like humanoid creatures were harmed in the making of this film.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, I understand how Elle helped with the monster.
2009.
I don't understand how Aiden helped with the machine. What do I know? Maybe he sprayed... Uh-oh.
Maybe he painted something. I don't know.
Better not have turned off the movie.
Yeah, right? Always wait for the extra thing after the credits.
It's a Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
Deputy Hayes speaking. What?
Do it, Michael.
A monster.
Yes. Where?
Phantom Lake.
What now?
Not again.
What a tootsucker.
I thought they were going to set up the next Avengers, but whatever.
Yeah, they didn't set up the next Avengers. They didn't even set up the next...
God, right?
Thanks for listening. Bye.
So that was Terror from Beneath the Earth, ladies and gents.
That was a fun trip down memory lane.
I only talked twice.
Did Elle say anything?
I'm half asleep. I'm still half asleep.
How are you half asleep at 11 o'clock at night?
I'm half asleep, Mom. What?
Nice. Well, there you go. Chris is enjoying his bacon.
Remembering summer.
His bacon-smelling microphones.
The Mimiverse Bonfire-Scented Podcast. Brought to you by Smoke.
See, that's what we
brought
should probably do is raffle
dry.
Off.
Dry cucumber-flavored water.
We should probably replace...
Oh, she drank. It's awful.
They're 99 cents a piece.
Yeah, I know. And then raffle these off for fivers.
There you go.
Delish.
There you go. Delish.
So, the cucumber water at World Market is
cucumber
totally
water
delish,
is. Seriously, I've just never been what would make this water better?
No.
Cucumbers.
The flavor, the aftertaste of cucumbers.
No, if you infuse cucumber with water, it's very.
No.
Chris, no.
No.
She said infuse. Very. That's already really fancy.
Infuse.
Refreshing.
Nope.
It's delish.
It's not right. Delish.
If you use fancy words when describing something, it's automatically fancy.
Yeah. Right.
All right, guys, let's wrap this up.
Yes, we've been here for days. It feels like.
Yep.
We're good to have the whole team back.
In the basement. We're snowed in.
Good. I think it's good to have the whole team back again. Thanks to Steph for coming in and Chris and
Steph for sitting under a blanket. In the background.
Our basement gets a little chilly, I'm not going
to
lie.
It does. Thanks to Elliot for being here.
You're awesome. Yeah.
And,
I didn't really talk. I mean, every time I talked, it was because I was defending myself after a girlfriend joke.
So. He's the only one.
Defending yourself,
who
you made the same jokes.
I did, but after you initially made them.
Also, you got. Look at it this way. The first time, and this is a true story, the first time Michael was on this show, he was terrible. Because he didn't know what to say.
Literally
well, I
nothing.
Don't. I don't know.
And it's
what
fine.
To
that's
say.
And Michael had to learn too. It was just just talk about whatever.
But Elle's been on several of these.
I've been on one.
A good talker.
I thought you were on a couple.
No, we had him say.
I was on one. Because
he was an actual guest.
Yeah.
Once.
Right before Danny Johnson, him and Alice say,
oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
So. Plus, they were on when they did their Versi Awards.
That is correct.
Wow. We got to start talking about the Versi Awards
God,
at some
I
point.
Forgot
huh?
about them.
Not for a while.
Not for a while.
That's supposed
for
a little bit. Dude. We've always done them differently every year.
It's interesting. If we did them the same, people wouldn't be as interested.
When did we do them last year? When did we release them? Was it July or August?
Yeah, we held it for some reason.
Well, because the movies and everything was all the play.
We'll have to look. I don't remember
the weird release date of.
I don't know.
Anyway,
we can look him up. But we're not gonna. We're gonna wrap this up.
We're not going to tell you on the podcast because then it won't happen.
Fantastic. So tune in next month for. Mike Cook and Adam Ball.
Or
hopefully.
At least one of them, maybe, possibly.
Hopefully.
Or we'll talk to Steph again.
Which is cool.
I have nothing to say.
We can always,
says the girl who's been talking through the whole thing.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and happy 2017.
See you next month. We would like to thank you for tuning into this edition of the podcast, and we invite you to join us next time when we welcome back Mike Cook and Adam Ball from Monster of Phantom Lake, the musical! We're going to be talking about the process, what everybody thought about it, and the upcoming DVD release. So you're going to want to tune in for that. Until then, follow your path. Don't love your heroes so much that you cheat them of their due, and be sure to keep a rockin' and a rollin'.
Scientifically, oh yeah, oh yeah, a rockin'.